It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The advice given on the following program does not necessarily represent the views of iHeartMedia, its management, and staff. Since individual situations can and will be different, please consider this when exercising any options given by our guests. It's time to get your retirement plan in order. Welcome to the Empowered Retirement Show with Pete Cymbalak and Nick Thoman, CFP. Reach out to the Empowered Financial Team now at 608-212-7300 or visit their website at retiremadison.com. Now here's your hosts, Pete Cymbalak and Nick Thoman.
Welcome back, everybody, to this frigid Saturday morning. No, it's not so bad today.
It's but frigid.
It's still winter, right?
To me, it's frigid if it's under 48 degrees, Pete.
There we go. So we have the definition of frigid, and we'll give you a lot of other definitions for retirement later on in the show. This is the entire Empowered Retirement Radio Show. You can always find us at 608-212-7300 or our website, empoweredfm.com. empoweredfm.com. I can't even spell my own.
Say that six times fast, Pete.
Yeah, there we go. Still early in the morning. Hey, everybody. Of course, Nick Thoman, certified financial planner, sitting in with myself, Pete Cymbalak, and Sean Preble on the boards in there. You know, we usually think of family reunions when it comes summertime, right? But, you know, I'm thinking about a family reunion right now.
Okay.
I'm thinking very specifically of two very important people in my life, whether, you know, and that's Uncle Sam and Aunt Irma. So can you remember?
I was wondering where you're going with this, but okay.
Do you remember, like, some when you were a kid, some really good family reunions? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they didn't always end the best, you know, if you ended up talking money or politics or whatever the case was.
I was too little for all that stuff, right?
But you could sit on the side and watch this go on.
Yeah, I remember a big family reunion up in Vermont, and it's at this big farm. I couldn't have been more than 4 years old. You know, we moved away from the rest of the family, so we did not see a lot of those afterwards. But big family reunion had to have been, well, probably right around 1970, 71, somewhere in that ballpark. Big farm, you know, everybody carried out those tables, you know, and put them out in the farm field, and everybody ate and played and all those kind of things. I remember some Christmases that way with the big family gatherings. But this is not that kind of family reunion that you get to celebrate Uncle Sam and Aunt Irma.
Unfortunately.
Right? Because what we're talking about is retirement, and we're talking about, you know, we love talking about some risks that happen. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about taxes, and this has a lot to do with taxes. But we also want to connect it to things like longevity. You know, we don't think about things like living too long as actually being a risk in retirement, but it actually is. It's actually an amplified risk when you consider the fact that the average baby boomer going into retirement has less than $125,000 to live on.
But if you're living, let's say, Pete, for even a quarter of a century,
that's pretty average right now. Yep.
If you take what you save, you just said, and you live for a quarter of a century or more, maybe a quarter of your life, third of your in retirement, that's tough.
And not only is it tough on you, but it's also tough on everybody else. When Social Security, for example, started out, there was like, 42 people for every one retiree. Today, there's less than three for every one retiree. And there's a lot of people really depending on that paycheck, and they're going to be depending on other people as well. Because $100,000, unfortunately, just for most people, unless you have a pension, it's not going to be enough. You're going to need some help. So we bring that up because we're talking about risks. We're talking about risks in retirement, things you have to be aware of. And the idea here is not to kind of get you depressed or frustrated or scared, right? It's about making you aware of what's happening. So During this program, we're going to talk about that family reunion. We'll talk about longevity risk. We're going to talk about Aunt Irma, never heard of her probably before, and Uncle Sam. I love that family, yep. Right? No, we don't like that family necessarily in our lives, but we want to talk about these risks. We want to make you aware. Why? Because we want to make your retirement better. So, folks, that's what this program's going to be about. Buckle up, get some pen and paper. We're going to talk about some things that are impacting you enormously, and you never even heard about it. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show, and we're making your retirement better.
Welcome back, everybody, on this frigid Saturday morning. This is your host, Nick Toman, along with Pete Simulak, swaying to the music. Having fun on a Saturday morning.
If there's a beat, I'm going to move.
Right. That's not dancing. It's swaying. I'll give you that.
And we have it's too early in the morning. We haven't had a drink, so it's, you know.
So it's all fun here, folks. On a Saturday morning, remember, you can reach us at 608-212-7300. Or if you'd like to schedule an appointment with Pete or myself, you can contact us or go to empoweredfm.com. EmpoweredFM.com. Find us on Facebook, listen to past episodes on iHeartRadio, and register for some upcoming events. Specifically, Pete, we have some webinars over the next few Tuesdays talking about taxes. We've had a ton of good feedback from the webinars we've done already.
So. Absolutely. You know, there's mistakes people are making out there mm-hmm. in their retirement, and there's three big ones that they're making, and taxes is one of them. And mm-hmm. taxes is driving the conversation right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's about an hour
yes.
of your time at 11:30 on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. It's well worth your hour.
And what's great about those webinars, when we get to talk to the folks after, there are things that they didn't realize what kind of an impact it's going to make to them, not necessarily, Pete, in 2 or 3 years, but 7, 8, 9 years down the road. And we're going to talk about longevity, and we're just living longer. And if we're living longer, we're going to have to deal with taxes during our lifetime at some point. So join us for those webinars. Invite a friend. Sign up today. It's well worth an hour of your time midday on Tuesdays. And let me just wrap up with this. We are also planning on some events on Thursday. We mentioned last week, it is, what are we calling it?
I don't know if we've actually finished the name.
We haven't given it the name.
It's either Happy Half Hour.
Happy Half Hour,
or,
yes.
Or I think you wanted Thursday. No. Somebody else wanted Thirsty Thursdays. But, so we'll just pull up a libation, right? No heavy drinking or anything that. But we would invite you to bring along the glass of wine or beer yep. or whatever it is you like to drink, and we go back and forth and converse a little bit and enjoy and relax, and then have a little educational portion, maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Exactly. So it'll be fun. It'll be educational. So join us for that. Check us out on the website. We have some new articles in Kiplinger that are coming out as well. So a lot of good stuff to get out to the folks. Now, Pete, before we get into taxes, let's talk just for a few minutes about what's going on this week in the market. The big news of the week was the transition from President Trump to President Biden.
And so far, the markets are okay with it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of stimulus coming out. There's a lot of talk of more stimulus coming.
Mm-hmm. And they haven't moved heavily one way or the other.
It just kind of keeps swinging back and
yes.
forth like I was on my chair.
Good picture. But yes, it hasn't moved a lot yet. The market does like and anticipates some more spending, so that's good. But then to balance that out a little bit, Pete, we were mentioning off air that there could be some regulations coming our way as well, so that might balance that optimism out. So where the market goes, nobody knows. And it goes back to when we make this about retirees and how it affects people at this stage of life, because nobody knows, it's more important than ever to actually have a plan for your money. And we always talk about separating your money for different purposes. That's why it's important, because right now what's going on, we're just unsure.
Without question. I'll answer that, but I want to go back just a little bit to what you were talking mm-hmm. about. And, you know, when you talk about the regulation, that's always going to shut down opportunity somewhere,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to mean opportunity will be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you've got to be doing right now, is actually looking at where those opportunities lie. Oil, probably not the best opportunity that it's been over the last 4 years. Renewable energy, very good mm-hmm. opportunity. But the reality is there's some opportunities there, and that's something to look at. Now, those opportunities have to fit within a plan, and that's something that's so important that we're going to hammer over and over and over again on the show and when we're talking to people individually. You know, you can have a product, you can have a great investment, whatever it is, but if you don't have a plan to actually coordinate everything, you're going to fall short somewhere. Let me give you an example of what I mean. You know, we talk about the 360-degree retirement planning. Why? Because it covers blind spots. What kind of blind spots? Well, for a moment, just picture you have $1 million, and it's all in IRA money. And this will relate to what we're going to continue to talk about as well.
And by the way, that's very common.
It is very common. So you got about $1 million, and all of a sudden, the market crashes like it did in 2008. Let's not even make it that bad. Let's just say you go down 30%. So you don't even have to go down 50 like it did, just 30%. So now your million's down to 700, and all of a sudden you have a heart attack. Right? All of a sudden you have a health event. Something happens, puts you in the hospital, and there's some money out of your pocket that's got to come out. Let's just say $100,000. Maybe $150,000. By the way, I've seen this exact example happen in 2008. This happened to a mother of a client of mine. So this isn't fake. This is real. Now, the next part is what happens if you have to take a required minimum distribution during that year? And remember, it was based on December 31st, so your money now, halfway through the year, is down to about $550,000, $600,000, and you got to take that required minimum distribution based upon what it was back in December, which was $1 million. And all of a sudden, you just lost another $50,000. How do you recover from that 50% loss when you're taking money or more when you're taking money in retirement? And that's what you have to avoid. That's the thing. And we haven't even added in long-term health care cost. This is why you need a coordinated plan to avoid those kind of things. It's not one thing. Yep, you can recover from the market. Yeah, you can recover from that heart attack. Yeah, you can probably recover from that RMD. But you put them all together when they happen all at once. That's not recoverable for. So, folks, I'm just going to encourage you, as you listen to this, I would really encourage you to pick up the phone and give us a call, 608-212-7300, and get a second opinion looking over your retirement plan. Do you actually have a plan? Do you have a written out income plan? Is it coordinated with taxes? Is it coordinated with health care and legacy, including your investments? That's what it's about. Find out if you have gaps. 608-212-7300. Give us a call, leave a message, or go to our website, empoweredfm.com, and actually schedule a visit right there off the website.
Yeah, you said the words, wait for things to come back. Maybe my investments will come back. Pete, when you're 40 years old, you do have time on your side. When you're 65 years old, time is not on your side. Can I just use a quick football analogy? We don't want to just talk sports on this show, but, you know, this is your playoffs. Packers are playing this weekend in the playoffs. You're in retirement. This is your playoffs.
It is your playoffs. That's right.
So to your point,
no tomorrow.
It is a risk. There is no tomorrow.
So let's have that jump right into kind of our risk that we're talking about, right?
And we're going to kind of jump into the Uncle Sam, Aunt Irma discussion you teed up here in the opening segment. The reality is, folks, that taxes most likely, we don't know exactly when and how much, but the math tells us that sometime in retirement, if you live a quarter century in retirement, taxes, the math says, Pete, have to go up.
So let's look at this from a completely different angle than what people are usually used to looking at it. Now, if you've listened to us talk, I will tell you over and over again, taxes, income taxes, are the lowest they've been in almost 100 years. They're low. For most people, not everybody, but for most people. Revenue over the last 10 years has gone up about 35%. So low taxes has brought in extra money. But government spending is up how much, Nick?
It's over 40.
49%.
So you would think with 30% increase in revenue,
35,
that would insulate us from this issue.
But it isn't. They're spending. They're almost 50% increase, 49% increase in spending. So the part we know about taxes is that the government is just in a feeding frenzy. That doesn't, by the way, my numbers don't even include COVID. Right?
Yep.
And we've already known there's about $7 to $8 trillion, folks, spent over COVID. It's an enormous number. Our national debt's already 27, almost 28 trillion. And we haven't even gotten to the part nobody even knows about. But this is just the part we know. This is a train. This is Wile E. Coyote seeing the train come down the train tracks, and he pulls the curtain down because everybody thinks, you know, taxes are going to be okay. And I'll let you talk. I'm just going to say this last thing. Folks, where's your money at? It's in retirement accounts. Have you paid the tax on it yet? That tax is in the future.
And before we even get into the numbers, we just rattled off. That's scary. These statistics and these numbers, the math, that is scary. But even before we get to the math.
We haven't even got to the bad news yet.
Okay, but I want to go a different way. Before we even get to that, the old belief is that my taxes are going to be lower in retirement. People grew up thinking that.
Yes, that's
because
true.
Our parents taught us that. That's what we were led to believe, that when I get older, I'm just going to have less income. My taxes will be lower. So even before the math comes into play, we assume our taxes are going to be lower. If you're married and a spouse passes away, you go from a married filing tax bracket to single.
Yep. So, Nick, you're a certified financial planner. Didn't they even teach you in there, right, that most people's taxes are going to be much lower in retirement?
That's just what we were all taught.
It's an adage, right?
It's an
everybody's
adage.
Taught. But is it true? Well, if you don't, look, if you only have $100,000, $125,000 in the bank or less, it probably is true because you're not going to be able to spend. But if you've done a good job putting money away, how many of you voluntarily lower your standard of living?
Or take a pay cut.
Right? Who would do it? I mean, why do that if you don't have to? And so what we're finding is if people actually enjoy themselves in retirement, if they don't just become a hermit, right, then their taxes do go up. And on top of that, we have all this spending. So, or they at least stay the same. The taxes will stay the same or go up. It's interesting because as now you have that problem of we're starting to talk a little bit about taxes. And you mentioned, you know, about the spouse. It is so overlooked. I was talking to a person earlier this week, and the wife was really concerned about some of the things going on in the retirement portfolio. The husband, he was just like, you know what, you know, let it come as it comes. I'm gonna
deal with it when I deal with it.
Yeah, that's right.
When it comes,
kind of the ostrich in the sand. You know, it's okay. But she wasn't gonna have anything to do with that. And I actually talked to him and I said, in no uncertain terms, do you love your wife? You got to consider how she's looking at this. You have to look at what she's thinking and feeling, and you realize you're gonna really put her over the barrel if you keep doing this when you pass away, because chances are you'll pass away first. She will have lower income and higher taxes put together. It's not what you want. And he acknowledged it. He just hadn't realized it. Folks, we're going to continue this conversation. Good time to call us, 608-212-7300. Schedule that Zoom meeting. It's very, very simple. It's complimentary and, non-threatening. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. And I think we're giving you an amazing retirement.
When the world is much brighter.
Hey, everybody, this is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show, and in the break, now you weren't asking for this, but in the break, I was told my imitation of Master Yoda is very good, no? Retirement, we talk about, yes?
Oh, boy.
So I just had to put that in there. Sean wanted me to get that in there just a little
bit. Maybe we can tie it into this segment. We're talking about taxes and longevity. If we live as long as Yoda,
and
taxes are going to be a problem.
Uncle Sam, Aunt Irma, no? Yeah, we've been teasing with this the whole way. You can find us at 608. We have a lot of fun on this show. 608-212-7300 or our website, EmpoweredFM.com. My name's Pete Zimbalak, doing the terrible Yoda impersonation, and of course, Nick Toman, certified financial planner. And we're, you know, we've been talking about risk, and we are just stuck on this conversation about coordinating things together and taxation. And of course, there's areas that we don't realize taxation is going to come into our life. And, you know, we've been kind of teasing with this with Uncle Sam and Aunt Irma. We know about the spending in the government, right? We kind of hit that last segment. We hit it last week as well. We're on a bit of a tirade here. But spending is going through the roof with the government. Mm-hmm. Revenues have been going up, but don't catch up with the spending. And we know the debt is piling, the deficit is piling, gross domestic product is not keeping up with it. All of this to say, at some point, taxes are going to have to go up, right?
So what most people hear quite often, and we've heard for the last couple of years, is that people over a certain income limit, like in this case,
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
$100,000 are going to be responsible for an increase in taxes, and that's going to cover things. But the reality to that is, Pete, there are other things, other backdoor ways yep. that middle America is going to be affected, not only in the next couple of years, but throughout their retirement.
Absolutely. So that first part we would call Uncle Sam, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's the part we all know. We know the government and their spending. But, you know, if you look at their spending habits, there's a couple areas, Medicare, Social Security, interest on the debt, mm-hmm. the military, you know, take the interest out, just those three, mm-hmm. military, Medicare, and Social Security dominates the majority of the budget
it does.
For the government. Now, take into account Aunt Irma, and how many of you even know who Aunt Irma is? And I've put Aunt on there, right? But it's Irma. Irma stands for...
Income-related monthly adjustment amount. That's a mouthful.
That is. And mm-hmm. what happens is it comes through Medicare.
Yes.
So we think about the taxes we pay normally, right? Mm-hmm. But Irma is an income bracket. It's an income limit that we have that we get charged extra for through Medicare.
It's like a multiplier.
It's a multiplier. Mm-hmm. So, for example, folks, right now for you to hit the Irma bracket, that's how I'll discuss it. Mm-hmm. It's a bracket. As an individual, if your income goes over $88,000, then you get a 40% surcharge onto your Medicare.
And your Part D.
It's huge, mm-hmm. right? When you are a couple, it's 176. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so you think about, and by the way, if the more you make, the more, it's not just a 40%, that's just where it starts. Mm-hmm. It easily becomes, I mean, if you're making a lot of money, it's like a 500% increase.
And who's budgeted for this? Nobody talks about this.
Well, and that's the problem.
Reunions. We're not talking about Irma brackets.
Okay, so now listening, most people are going to say to us, well, as an individual, I'm probably not going over 88,000, or as a couple, I'm probably not going over 176,000. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Because if you have done a good job putting money away, if you have $1 million or more in retirement accounts, in 401ks, in IRAs, SEP, mm-hmm. Simple, KEOs, defined benefit plans, all of these kind of things, if you have more than $1 million, your required minimum distributions will send you into mm-hmm. those Irma brackets. And that is scary. Because we can chart it out mm-hmm. that you can be, say you're a state worker. I've seen this.
Yes.
Where you made about $80,000 to $100,000. Mm-hmm. You were a saver. You've got about $2 million in retirement accounts with the state, like your deferred comp. And lo and behold, you get to this Irma bracket pretty quickly as a couple because you have two pensions. This household, they had two pensions. Yes. They had a good Social Security. They didn't need the money for anything else. But Irma's coming. Because it's the required minimum distribution. And you'll be surprised if you live to 90 years old. There are going to be people out there that Irma is going to get so big, that Irma bracket will affect you so much that you might not get hardly anything out of your Social Security check.
Yep.
Also, inflation on health care, mm-hmm. on medical, Medicare, mm-hmm. is over 5% a year. It's over 5% yeah. a year. Use a rule of 72, folks. What's that mean?
It means
it's going to double very quickly.
When we looked at these numbers, that was a shocker to me. I said that to you last Monday. Wow, if you look at the inflation on Medicare and Part D and Medigap and all those things, it is just an eye-opener. So, folks, you have to be aware of this. This is the conversations that we need to have, and that's why we're encouraging everybody to give us a call.
So before you give a call, I just want you to think about one more thing. I mentioned the retirement accounts that Irma counts on. Mm-hmm. You know it also counts on capital gains? Irma also counts on your dividends, including municipalities.
Mm-hmm. Exempt interest. Yep, got to have that back.
You think your annuities, qualified investments, 457s, pensions, rental income?
Mm-hmm.
Rental income, folks. Come on now.
And here in Madison, how many people have rental properties and pensions? Those are two we find all the time with folks here in this area.
Your Social Security benefits count against it.
Yeah. That's why we need to have this conversation. Call us today, folks, 608-212-7300, and schedule a 45-minute complimentary visit with either Peter or myself. Get that second opinion. Have you had a tax planner? Do you have a strategy written out, a written income plan that takes into account taxes, that takes into account health care, that takes into account legacy? Do you have a 360-degree view of your retirement? Folks, let's make retirement amazing. I know it's been a rough year for people, but today's the day. Good time to do it. Give us a call. Set up that Zoom meeting. We're going to be doing Zoom meetings until we can go back in person. Hopefully, Pete, this year we can get back
in person. Who knows? We might still do them. Yeah. People like them.
Yep, and we've learned to adapt. I said that last week. The one silver lining about last year is we've learned to work with people different ways. So schedule a call, 608-212-7300 for about 45 minutes.
So now that we've unleashed this on people, right? Because everybody knows about the other side of this.
Mm-hmm.
This is so important because we think our lifestyle is going to be nice and cozy and easy. And again, you know what? I'm sorry, folks, but I'm gonna create that separation.
Mm-hmm.
That there are people this will not affect. But there are people that don't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there are going to be people that are going to be dependent on their kids. And they're going to be living on Social Security. Maybe they have a pension. They're probably not going to run into this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people listening to us right now that this will never affect. And that's okay. But I'm telling you, we're talking to people who have been frugal. The millionaire next door.
Mm-hmm.
That person that you wouldn't even know has been such a good saver. And they're going to lose so much of their money in retirement to these backdoor mm-hmm. methods of the government. They're there. They're staring us in the face. We just don't know it. And they're staring it in the face. Oh, wow. I saved all this money. Now, okay, so now you've told us about the problem. How do we fix it? What do we do to fix it? Because you could choose to not believe it and get whacked by it, or you can do something about it. On the other side of the break, we'll start talking about solutions. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show.
Welcome back, folks. This is Nick Toman in studio along with Pete Cymbalek here.
I don't know what you do with that music.
Oh, we are having some fun here today, reminiscing. I know a lot of our listeners out there think back to the days of the Muppets or cartoons on a Saturday morning, or we were mentioning Star Wars. So fun times. We want your retirement to be amazing, and that's what this is all about. You know, Pete, we've spent most of the time today talking about the impact of taxes and something called Irma and what that means for us. You know, if we're going to live a long retirement, we're going to live 25, 30 years in retirement, this is going to make an impact on all of us, Pete. And let's start talking about some of the solutions, because we can talk all day long about the problem. But I think where people get tripped up is understanding, what is it that I can do? You talk, Nick and Pete, about strategies, but tell me, what is it that we can really do to make a difference so this doesn't make such a devastating impact in our retirement?
So you have to deal with the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do. And you do that through various ways. The most obvious common way is through Roth conversions. That's the thing that people talk mm-hmm. about. The debates, pros and cons of Roth conversions. So many people out there say, don't do it if you don't have mm-hmm. the money outside of the portfolio to spend them on mm-hmm. the taxes, right? I would say it still depends. In fact, I would say when you look at all these things mm-hmm. together, it probably still makes a difference for it to work, which you have to understand. So, for example, maybe you have real estate, mm-hmm. right? And so you've got properties, you have multiple streams of income coming in, and maybe you have $1.5 million to $2 million mm-hmm. in IRA money. The difficulty comes in because you will cause yourself to instantly go into those IRMA brackets, mm-hmm. right? You're going to go into those to get the taxes out of mm-hmm. there. But you have to consider whether you're willing to pay that surcharge for 4, 5, 6 years as opposed to paying that the rest of your mm-hmm. life.
But you also have to consider if you're not at that point yet of taking Medicare, but you're a high income earner, you're at that point in your career, let's say you're 61 years old and you make, you know, $175,000, $180,000 and you do a big conversion, that also impacts you at that point in life as well.
Absolutely. And again, it will trigger this mm-hmm. IRMA. And by the way, one of the things about IRMA we didn't even talk about, but the government's already put out there in writing that they're talking about taking the IRMA brackets down to 60 and 90. Mm-hmm. Right now mm-hmm. they're at 88 and 176. They're talking about mm-hmm. going down to 60 and 90. That will affect middle America.
Mm-hmm. Even if it right doesn't there. Happen this year, over the next few years, it's yes. still on the table. I think it's going to be up for debate over the next 2 years.
So no matter what, there's some pain along mm-hmm. the way to get the taxes. We're not talking about avoiding taxes. Mm-hmm. We're talking about getting tax-free. You know, when you... There's a certain radio host out there that talks about finances all the time, and on many things I disagree with them. But one of the things that they really do a good job at is convincing people to get out of debt, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, you cheer and you celebrate when you're out of debt. You don't realize you have this enormous debt to Uncle Sam and Aunt Irma, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't realize that it's there. So when you get those taxes out, yep, just like with the debt, there was extra pain to yeah. get rid of those debts. But then when you're free,
Pete, that is a great analogy. I think back years ago when people would pay off their mortgage, our grandparents, they'd burn the mortgage,
yes.
have a ceremony to burn
celebrate.
The papers. And celebrate. But we don't do that with taxes. That is a great,
right?
great way to think about
and
that.
And we should be doing our celebration. I'm tax-free, right? We should be doing that. But what people don't realize is they don't want to face, again, mm-hmm. they don't want to face that music. They don't want to face the train coming down. Not just seeing the train coming, mm-hmm. but dealing with it. And there mm-hmm. is pain to go through.
Yeah.
That's what you got to deal with. So there are things like Roth conversions. There are things like renewable energy. There are methods. There is, folks, you're going to die when you hear this, but you know what? One of the biggest tools that wealthy people use to shelter money, legally, mm-hmm. IRS approved, and that's life insurance, cash value life mm-hmm. insurance. The Bank of America owns more life insurance than they do real estate.
Yep.
Crazy, right?
Yep. So if you can make that part of your plan, not just buying a policy to buy a policy, but actually think through why you would have a policy as part of your plan, the tax benefits are enormous.
They can be enormous, right? And there's other things that they could do as well. We don't need to go into all those mm-hmm. things. And I always want to put a little bit of a disclaimer right there. When we say this, when we're talking about these have to be coordinated into a plan. Mm-hmm. A life insurance policy is a product. A Roth conversion is a form of a product. Mm-hmm. They have to work in conjunction with your income plan, mm-hmm. with your tax plan, with your investment plan. It has to work in conjunction with your legacy plan and your healthcare plan. And that's so important, folks. If you have a 360-degree view of your retirement, you can deal with all these issues, but you cannot look at them as a single silo. You cannot look at them as a single piece of information or a product. Mm-hmm. They have to coordinate. People get themselves in trouble all the time working with quote-unquote, air quotes here, professionals that sell them these products based upon mm-hmm. a benefit or two. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but so often they do it wrong because it affects everything else and they don't know about it. It is time for you to get a coordinated plan, folks. Give us a call. Get a second opinion. Do you have a coordinated plan? Do you have a written out income plan? Is it written out? I don't mean a budget. Mm-hmm. A budget's included in it,
sure.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, is it written out for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? I hear people all the time, every year they go meet with their financial advisor, and the next year, no, that's market-based. You're in trouble, buddy. You're in trouble, and that's what it's done mm-hmm. over and over. Get a written out income plan. Do you have a true investment plan, a true tax plan, and they're all coordinated together, your healthcare plan? We haven't even talked about that.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy plan, planning, do you have a fiduciary to go through it with you? Get a second opinion. Give us a call, 608-212-7300. Leave a message. Our staff will call you back on Monday. Or go right to our website, empoweredfm.com, and schedule a visit right there. By the way, there's lots of good information on the website, but go and schedule the visit right there. Look, definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
We've all done it.
Right?
We've all done it.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Just stop it.
And the best part about this meeting, Pete, is a fiduciary. We will tell you if what we do can help you, if we can help make that retirement amazing. And if not, we'll try to direct you where we can, but you'll get an honest second opinion. It's good feedback, and it's absolutely worth 45 minutes.
And by the way, that's something that surprises people. We're very comfortable with who we are. We're very happy with how we do things, and we're very happy with those that come aboard. We don't try to get everybody to come aboard. We don't want everybody to come aboard. We're not right for everybody. Mm-hmm. We're okay with that, and you should be okay with that, too. That gives us the freedom in those first couple of meetings to be totally relaxed. There's no sales going on. No. Right?
And can I share one thing? Behind closed doors, people maybe don't know this about us, but you get off a call or I get off a call, then you and I huddle up quite often and we'll share ideas back and forth, the two of us. We'll spend time kind of breaking down what the folks have done and how we can help them. So it's great to have a team of people going back and forth and sharing
Absolutely.
Ideas.
It is a team event, right? Mm-hmm. And by the way, sometimes we can't help folks. And we have to tell them that, too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we know we're not the right folks to help them. We tell them that, too. We're okay with that. It's a good thing. So, folks, schedule that visit. It's so easy. 45 minutes or so on a Zoom meeting. There is often a second meeting after that, if you qualify, right? And at that second meeting, that's when you really bring in the statements and you're digging deep. Mm-hmm. You're looking for gaps. You're trying to find the problems so you can fix them. That's it.
Yep.
It's really easy. If those things make sense at the end of that, then you have an opportunity, if you want to become a client, to become a client. And I will tell you, for probably every 20 folks we meet with, I think we bring in 4 or 5, and that's by design. Mm-hmm. We do that on purpose. We're very selective. We want them to be selective. We're selective. And it makes for a very happy family.
Yep. And you want that plan to have flexibility built in, because we know we're not sure when tax rates are going to change, but probably. But you want that plan to be flexible. So over the years, what is the analogy you use all the time? Sailing? You want to have a plan that once you put it in place, you can make adjustments, and we call that tacking?
So when you go sailing, in fact, perfect example of this, just a quick story. A couple years ago, I was sitting on a beach in Jamaica. Beautiful time. I'd love to be there again. But somebody took out a catamaran, and you could see they were new. And the reason I could tell they were new is they flew across the horizon one way, right? And then all of a sudden, they're just there. They're just stuck. They're just not, right? The rental is probably ending, and they're still stuck at that same spot because it was their first time sailing, and they didn't know what they call tacking. All of you that are sailing, don't laugh at me. I'm just putting this very, very basic for people to understand. But, you know, it's not how much the wind is blowing, but it's how you catch the wind in the sail. And tacking is just going back and forth in little movements because you're capturing the wind, often in a direction you would have never thought possible. Because it's not how hard or how fast the wind is necessarily going, or even the direction, if you know how to control the wind in your sail. Life is going to happen, right? It's going to happen.
It's just not a straight line.
It's not. Mm-hmm. And thereby your planning is not. And so, yes, you tack back and forth as life hits you. As life gives you good things, life gives you bad things, you make small adjustments, just like you do in that sailboat. But you have to have that. You have to have the ability to do that on the sailboat. Mm-hmm. And here, that ability is that true, proper plan that's designed specifically for you. Mm-hmm. That's what matters. That's how it happens.
Yeah, and you want to tackle this head on. That's been the theme. You've said that a few times, Pete. You have to deal with this head on. But when you do, You just feel so much better. And some of these topics, they're not always fun. I'm sorry. It takes a little work. It takes rolling up your sleeves. It takes having conversations you probably haven't
thought
about.
Hard conversations.
Yep. I did that this week with somebody, and I told them at the end, I said, this is a great exercise. So come in. Let's have that call and see if we can make your retirement amazing.
So, folks, that's what this show's been about. It's been about Irma and Uncle Sam and taxes and risk. And we're just trying to help you have the best retirement better possible. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. We will be back with you next week. Have a fantastic week. Make your retirement better.
Investment advisory services offered through BCJ Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The information presented is for educational purposes only. It should not be considered specific investment advice, does not take into consideration your specific situation, and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and are not guaranteed, and past performance is no guarantee of future results. For specific tax advice on any strategy, consult with a qualified tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.